In 11 days, Turks will go to the polls to decide whether to scrap their parliamentary government in favor of a strong presidency, which would mean more power for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Yes campaign, favoring a stronger president, is in full swing. The No camp, which would keep the parliament, has a much quieter and more cautious presence. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
When it comes to energizing his conservative religious base, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has some favorite targets— European leaders who have criticized the referendum as a power grab. At a massive rally in Ankara recently, Erdogan described the European criticism as a Christian campaign against Islam itself. He cited a meeting EU leaders had with Pope Francis last month to celebrate the EU's 60th anniversary.
Look, they went to the Vatican and all the EU leaders sat down and listened to the Pope like sheep. Now do you understand why they won't let Turkey join the EU? This is clearly and openly a crusader alliance.
Western leaders are used to hearing themselves described as a crusader alliance by ISIS or Al-Qaeda leaders, but not by the president of a longtime NATO ally. As voting day approaches, Turks can't help noticing that all the biggest rallies are on the yes side. No events are much smaller affairs. Dozens of people gathered the other day for a no march across the Golden Horn. This group has a particular beef with giving Erdogan more power. They don't like what they call his love of mega projects. A new bridge and new tunnels are crossing the Bosporus Strait, and highways are cutting through forests on the city's outskirts. No campaigner Cidam Cidamla says Turkey needs more checks and balances against the destruction of green spaces, not fewer.
After this referendum, if we can't stop it, the power of this one-man regime will be much more stronger, and it will not be possible to stop the mega projects and urban and rural destruction.
The group walks across the Galata Bridge, handing out flyers to bemused fishermen. Police are eyeing them warily. Ruling party officials say events like this prove there's a level playing field. At a briefing on behalf of the Yes campaign, ruling AK Party lawmaker Mustafa Shentop said the main opposition, known as the CHP, is keeping its head down for its own strategic reasons. He's heard through an interpreter.
CHP prefer to run campaigns with a lower profile because the main opposition party doesn't want to go out on the field that much. They have indoor meetings.
Overshadowing everything is Turkey's ongoing state of emergency since last summer's failed coup. More than 100,000 people have been sacked or arrested. People are afraid to join no rallies, critics say, and the opposition can't get its voice out in the media either, with national TV coverage tilting heavily toward the Yes campaign. A song celebrating modern Turkey's secular founder, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, blares from an opposition CHP tent in Istanbul's Kadıköy neighborhood. No campaigner Nahide Boyacıoğlu says it's easier for the opposition to campaign here than in pro-government areas.
We have had some problems in places where the ruling party dominates. And even here, people tear down our signs, but not very often. We try to tell them, Erdogan's party has been in charge 15 years with all the power. Why do they need more?
The Yes camp says the change is good for Turkey, no matter who's in charge. No voters aren't convinced, noting that under the new system, Erdogan could conceivably still be in power in the early 2030s. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.